there is a, how do you get this word Vishnu, isn't it? How do you get this? There is a Vyapnoti, means pervades. Vyapnoti is a verb which means pervades. So Vishnu actually means one who pervades everywhere. Whereas, so all Vishnu actually means all pervasive. Whereas Prabhavishnu has come from Prabhavati. Prabhavati means you can say the word Prabhava, you know, Prabhavaha. Prabhavaha means influence, isn't it? Prabhavaha means influence. Ashmaji, thank you for your wishes. Prabhavaha means influence. So Prabhavishnu means influential. Prabhavati. So Prabhavishnu who means one who has overlordship. One who has the power. The one who has supremacy. So the one who has supremacy or overlordship, even dominion, influence, is the one who is called Prabhavishnu. Which means, how would you say it's the one who has lordship? One who lends existence, very existence to everything. The one from whom everything comes into existence. When I say the one from whom everything comes into existence, what I mean, the one without whose presence nothing can come into existence. Nothing can enjoy existence. So everything in this universe, including time and space, is dependent on the truth for its existence. The source of existence. Therefore, that the truth has supremacy. Truth has the power. Truth I mean, actually, it's one who came for controlling also. That's why Prabhavishnu, I said the one from whom everything originates, the one who has, the one whose influence is a must for everything to enjoy existence, to be what it is. Prabhavati, the noun Prabhavaha. From there get this word Prabhavishnu adjective. So the one who alone becomes everything. If I say Prabhavishnu, I mean the one from whom everything originates, once comes into existence. So the one who, under whose lordship everything enjoys existence, that's Prabhavishnu. Okay, so let us see where we left Amrita.
We finished the Dhyana Shlokas, Chayam, Parinam, Chandranam, Chaturvam, Rukmini, Satyavam.
Okay, we can read once from the beginning. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Om Shuklambaradharam Vishnum Shashivarnam Chaturbhujam Prasannavadanam Dhyayet Sarva Vighno Pashantaye Yasyadvirada Vaktradhyā Parishadhyā Parashatam Vighnam Nighnanti Satatam Vishwaksenam tamastaye Vyasam vasishta naptaram Shakte pautramakalmasham Parasharatmajam vande shukatatam taponidhim Vyasaya Vishnu rupaya Vyasa rupaya Vishnave Namo vai brahma nidhaye Vasishthaya namo namaha Avikaraya shuddhaya nityaya paramatmane Sadaika rupa rupaya Vishnave sarvajishnave Yasya smarana matrena janma samsara bandhanat Vimuchyate namastasmai Vishnave prabha Vishnave Om namo Vishnave prabha Vishnave Shri Vaishampayana uvacha Shrutva dharmana seshena pavanani cha sarvashaha Yudhishthirashantanavam punareva bhyabhashata Yudhishthira uvacha Kimekam daivatam loke Kimvapyekam parayanam Stuvantah kam kamarchantah prapnayur manavashubham Kodharma sarvadharmanam bhavatah paramomataha Kim japan mucchate jantur janma samsara bandhanat Shri Bhishma uvacha Jagat prabhum deva deva manantam purushottamam Stuvannama sahasrena purushasatatothitaha Tameva charchayan nityam bhaktya purushamavyayam Dhyayan stuvannamasyamscha yajamanastamevacha Anadinidhanam Vishnum Sarvalokameshwaram Lokadhyaksham Stuvannityam Sarvadukhatigo Bhavet Brahmanyam Sarvadharmagyam Lokanam Kirtivardhanam Lokanatham Mahadbhotam Sarvabhotabhavotbhavam Yeshame Sarvadharmanam Dharmodhikatamo Mataha Yat bhaktya pundarikaksham stavairarchenarasada Paramam yomahattejah paramam yomahattapaha Paramam yomahat brahma paramam yuvparayanam Pavitranam pavitram yomangalanancha mangalam Daivatam devatanancha bhutanam yovyayavpita Yatas sarvani bhutani bhavantyadiyugagami Yasmimscha pralayam yante punareva yugakshaye Tasya loka pradhanasya jagannathasya bhupate Vishnor nama sahasrammi shunu papa bhayapaham Yani namani gaunani vikhyatani mahatmanaham Rishibhivpari gitaani tani vakshyami bhutaye Rishir nama sahasrasya There's two ways of saying Rishir Rishir nama sahasrasya Rishir nam sahasrasya is also correct. Both are correct. Rishir nam sahasrasya or Rishir nama sahasrasya Vedavyaso mahamunihi Chando nushtup tathadevo Bhagavan devaki sutaha Amrutam shudbhavo bijam shaktar devakinandanaha Trisa mahrdayam tasya shantyarthe viniyujyate Vishtum jishtum mahavishtum prabhavishtum maheshwaram Anekarupa daityantam namami purushottamam These are you ask the meaning, no? Vishnum, Jishnum, Vishnuhu, Jishnuhu, Mahavishnuhu, Prabhavishnuhu. All the words sound similar, rhyming, but the meanings are different. Vishnuhu, all pervasive, Jishnuhu, ever victorious. Again, Mahavishnuhu, the great Lord, is absolutely all pervasive. Prabhavishnuhu, the source of origin of everything. As I give different meanings. And Maheshwaraha, the great Lord. Aneka Rupa Daitya. antaha. Daityaha means demon. I heard the meaning already. Daityaha means demon. Antaha means one who, antaha literally means an end. But here daityantaha is the Lord who puts an end to demons of many forms. Aneka rupa. Aneka rupa, many forms. The Lord who puts an end to the demons of all forms. Many forms. Demons of many forms. And I bow to him. Namami Purushottamam. See, the word Purushottamaha. Purushottama, Purushottama we say. Of course, Uttamaha means the most exalted. And Purushaha itself means the Lord. The word Purushaha itself means the person. The person, who's the person? In a female person, a male person, in there is a person is the absolute being. So in all these species of beings, male beings, female beings, in all of them, there is an exalted person. Exalted person, Purushottamaha. So the word Purushaha itself means the Lord. Purushaha itself means Lord. Why? Lord is the truth. And why Purushaha? I told you many meanings, like two meanings I gave you. Pure Ushati iti Purushaha. The physical body is Puram. Ushati, the one who indwells the body, mind, sense complex, subtle and gross bodies. Like water indwells the wave. Means what? Indwells the wave. Every wave, the content of every wave is, essence of every wave is water. So the essence of every individual, which lends existence to every individual being, is the truth which indwells every being. So the indweller of every being, indwells the body mind's complex is also called Purushaha. Pure Ushati iti Purushaha. Then there's another meaning given is Purayati means fills. Purayati iti Purushaha. The one who fills everything is Purusha. Purishete iti Purushaha. So the two meanings anyway. Sarvam Purayati iti Purushaha. Purishete iti Purushaha. Pure Ushati iti Purushaha. So Purushaha itself means the absolute being, the most exalted of all the beings. The very truth, Bhagavan who knows the very truth of everything is Purushaha. But here Purusha Uttamaha when you say, then you take the Purusha as the human being. Then Purushottamaha, the most exalted of all the men, all human beings. Well, because we take a human being, if you see the physical body, which is matter, because elemental, inert matter. So physical body is elemental, inert matter. The sense powers are, of course, all subtle, inert matter. Powers of organs of actions are subtle, inert matter. Then antakkaranam is also inert matter. Manaha, buddhi, chitta, mahankar, everything is, anything which is object of knowledge is inert matter. So matter is of the nature of inertness, therefore doesn't have independent existence of its own. So what is that? So what is that? which is exalted then, it is the pure, the reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, the truth of every individual being, obtaining as the very truth of the knower, I, the subject of knowledge, Sarupam of subject, is the Purushottama. So most exalted among of all beings is here the truth obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, Purushottama. So Purushottamam, so Vishnum, Jishnum, Mahavishnum, Prabhavishnum, Maheshwaram, Anekarupa Daityantam, Namami Purushottamam. About that Lord, the most exalted of among men. Then we have this Sankalpa. Om Asya Shri Vishnu Divya Sahasra Namastotra Mahamantrasya Shri Veda Vyaso Bhagavan Rishihi Anushtup Chandaha Shri Mahavishnu Paramatma Sriman Narayano Devata Amritam Shudbhavo Bhanuriti Bijam Devaki Nandana Srashteti Shaktihi Udbhavaha Kshobhano Deva Iti Paramo Mantraha Shankhabhrannandaki Chakriti Kilakam Shargadhanva Gadadhara Ityastram Rathanga Pani Rakshobhya Iti Netram Trisama Samagasame Tikavacham Anandam Parabrahmeti Yonihi Radhus Sudarshana Kala Iti Digbandhaha Shri Vishwa Rupa Iti Dhyanam Shri Mahavishnu Prityarthe Shri Sahasra Nama Jape Viniyogaha Dhyanam. From here, we are supposed to visualize Bhagavan's Rupam. It is Saguna Brahma Upasanam. I already said Saguna Brahma Upasanam means meditating upon the Lord in a given form as an object. When you meditate upon Lord as an object, which is different from one's own self, it is Saguna Brahma Upasana. Which means Lord is not the object, but the object you associate the Lord with is definitely the Lord. Very careful, huh? Lord is not the object. The object you upon which invoke the Lord is definitely the Lord. Why everything is the Lord? Do you get this point? Very important. When you say water is not the wave, are you agreeing with this? Water is not the wave. So gold is not chain or bangle. Gold is not an ornament. But what is ornament? Gold or chain or bangle? Gold. Ornament is gold. Wave is water. Isn't it? Similarly, the truth is not the truth obtaining as the swarupam of the knower. The truth which has the knower qualification is not any of the object of knowledge. Truth is not an object of knowledge. Truth is distinct from the object. Truth obtaining as the swarupam of the subject, truth of the subject is distinct from the object. The truth is not the object, but every object is nothing but the truth. Therefore, when we invoke the Lord for the purpose of worshipping, praying to, meditating upon, meditate on, invoke the Lord upon any given object, in any form, the Lord is not that object, but the object is definitely the Lord. Is it clear? But when we meditate upon the Lord as an object, upon a symbol, which is other than one's own self, it is Saguna Brahma Upasanam. It is meditation. When you invoke the Lord, when you meditate upon the Lord, in terms of Lord as the truth, in terms of its nature, obtaining as one's own self, it is contemplation, Nidhyasanam, Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. This I taught you in Gita class also. So here, this is for visualizing. Why should we visualize? Because visualizing the Lord, before we do the chanting, begin to do the chanting will be also vachikam karma. If you orally chant it, it becomes a vachikam karma. Charuji is there. Okay. If you chant orally, it is a vachikam karma, oral activity. If you mentally chant, it is again manasam karma. But you may be very careful. If you do mentally, if you chant the whole sahasrama mentally, very good. But what is important is attention should not go away from the word at all. Then it becomes a manasa japaha. Manasam karma. Okay. It is difficult to chant all 1,000 names of focus, attention, mental means. Then at least do it orally, but see the attention does not go away from what you are chanting orally. But before you chant each name and you meditate it, visualize the Lord in this form as described here. It's only for the purpose of upasanam. This is presented here. Which means Lord, we're supposed to ultimately understand, is Nirguna Surupaha, essentially formless, attributeless, all pervasive, timeless, an abstract reality, Lord. But still, for the purpose of meditation, we're invoking the Lord as an object. It's a beautiful description is presented here. Kshiro danvat pradeshe shuchi mani vilasat saikate moktika nam mala tupta sanasthas patika mani nibhair moktikair manditanga shubhrairabhrairadab Brairupari virachitair mukta piyusha varshaihi. Anandi. Can say it together also. Brairupari virachitair mukta piyusha varshair anandi. Nafpuniyadari nalinagada shankhapanir mukundaha. Kshirodanvat pradeshe. Shuchi mani vilasat saikate moktikanam mala kliptasanastas patika mani nibhair moktikair manditangah shubhraira bhrairada bhrairu parivirachitair mukta piyusha varshaihi anandina puniyadanarina gada shankhapanir mukundah. Are you able to see the meaning? Not able to see, you had to become thorough here. That's why I gave time. You must know the meaning of every word here. The total picture must come to your mind. Then only you can visualize. Kshirodanvat pradeshe Shuchi mani vilasat saikate maukana mala kliptasanastha sphatika mani nibhair mauktikair manditangah. Shubhrairabhrairada ഭ്രൈരുപരിവിരചിതീർമുഖപീയൂഷവർഷൈരാനന്ദേന പുണിയാദരിനരിനഗദ ശംഖപാണിർമുകുന്ദഃ. It's always easy to visualize Bhagavan as the one who's endowed with Mukunda, who's endowed with Arinalina Gada Shankapanihi. Arinalina Gada Shankapanihi. Ari. Nalina Gada Shankapanihi. I told the meaning, I'm sure you remember. So, Arinayana Gada Shankapanihi, are you able to visualize? What would Ari mean? Unmute.
Chakram.
So, Chakram, Lotus, Gada, Shankha, Conch, all these four you have to remember. Ari, Nalina, Gada, Shankha, Panihi, the one who has all these four in his hand. Just see right now. Ari Nalina Gada Shankha Panir Mukundaha. And that Bhagavan is very pleased because enjoying the rains released by the pure clouds from above. May the Lord Naha Punyat. May purify us. Where is this Lord? Kshira Udanvat Pradeshe. He is in the milk ocean. And in the milk ocean, there is a beautiful, shining, raised platform with precious, pure gems. And in that raised area, shining with precious gems, there's again, there's a beautiful seat decked with the garlands, rows of pearls. Not only the chair is blessed, even Bhagavan himself is the one whose limbs are decked with beautiful pearls which are shining like the crystal-like pearls. This is a description here. Kshirodanvat pradeshe shuchi mani vilasat saikate moktikanam mala klip ഭൂഃ പാദോ യസ്യ നാഭിർ ശിരോദ്യൗർമുഖമപി ദഹനോ യസ്യ വാസ്തേയമപ്തിഹി അന്തസ്ഥം യസ്യ വിശ്വം സുര നര ഖഗ ഗോഭോഗി ഗന്ധർവദൈത്യൈ ചിത്രം രം രമ്യതേ തം ത്രിഭുവന വപുഷം വിഷ്ണുമീശം നമാമി. ഭൂഃ പാദോ യസ്യ നാഭിർ വിയദ്ധ സുരനിലശ്ചന്ദ്ര സൂര്യോ ച നേത്രേ. ഭൂഃ പാദോ യസ്യ നാഭിർ വിയദ്ധ സുരനിലശ്ചന്ദ്ര സൂര്യോ ച നേത്രേ. ശിരോദ്യൗർമുഖമപി ദഹനോ യസ്യ വാസ്തേയമബ്ധിഃ അന്തസ്ഥം യസ്യ വിശ്വം സുരനരഖഗഗോഭോഗി ഗന്ധർവദൈത്യൈഃ ചിത്രം രം രമ്യതേ തം ത്രിഭുവന വപുഷം വിഷ്ണുമീശം നമാമി. यस्य पादौ भूः नाभिः वियत् असुः अनिलः नेत्रे चन्द्रसूर्यो कर्णौ आशाः शिरः द्यौः मुखं दहनः यस्य वास्तेयम् अब्धिः यस्य अन्तस्थं चित्रं विश्वं सुर नर खग गोभोगि गंधर्व दैत्यैः चित्रं विश्वं रम्यते तं त्रिभुवनवपुषं विष्णुमीशं नमामि. क्षीरोदन्वत् प्रदेशे शुचिमणि विलसत् सैकते मौक्तिकानां मालाकृप्तासनस्थस्फटिकमणिनिभैर्मौक्तिकैर्मण्डिताङ्गः शुभ्रैरभ्रैरदभ्रैरुपरि विरचितैर्मुक्तपीयूषवर्षैः आनन्देन पुनियादयेन गदा शङ्खपाणिर्मुकुन्दः भूः पादौ यस्य नाभिर्वियदसुरनिलश्चन्द्रसूर्यो च नेत्रे कर्णा वासा शिरो द्यौर्मुखमपि दहनो यस्य वास्तेयमब्धिः अन्तस्थं यस्य विश्वं सुरनरखगगोभोगन्धर्वदैत्यैः चित्रं रम्यते तं त्रिभुवनवपुषं विष्णुमीशं नमामि. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय शान्ताकारं भुजगशयनं पद्मनाभं सुरेशं विश्वाधारं गगनसदृशं मेघवर्णं शुभांगं लक्ष्मीकान्तं कमलनयनं योगिहृद्ध्यानगम्यं वन्दे विष्णुं भयहरं सर्वलोकैकनाथं शान्ताकारं भुजगशयनं पद्मनाभं सुरेशं विश्वाधारं गगनसदृशं मेघवर्णं शुभांगं लक्ष्मीकान्तं कमलनयनं लक्ष्मीकान्तं कमलनयनं योगिहृद्ध्यानगम्यं विष्णुं वन्दे वन्दे विष्णुं भवभयहरं सर्वलोकैकनाथम् मेघश्यामं पीतकौशेयवासं श्रीवत्साङ्कं कौस्तुभोद्भासिताङ्गं मेघश्यामं पीतकौशेयवासं श्रीवत्साङ्कं कौस्तुभोद्भासिताङ्गं पुण्योपेतं पुण्डरीकायताक्षं विष्णुं वन्दे सर्वलोकैकनाथं मेघश्यामं पीतकौशेयवासं श्रीवत्साङ्कं कौस्तुभोद्भासिताङ्गं पुण्योपेतं पुण्डरीकायताक्षं विष्णुं वन्दे सर्वलोकैकनाथम् नमः समस्तभूतानामादिभूताय भूभृते नमः समस्तभूतानामादिभूताय भूभृते अनेकरूपरूपाय विष्णवे प्रभविष्णवे अनेकरूपरूपाय विष्णवे प्रभविष्णवे नमः समस्तभूतानामादिभूताय भूभृते नमः समस्तभूतानामादिभूताय भूभृते अनेकरूपरूपाय विष्णवे प्रभविष्णवे सशङ्खचक्रम् सशङ्खचक्रं सकिरीटकुण्डलं सपीतवस्त्रं सरसीरुहेक्षणं सहारवक्षस्थलशोभिकौस्तुभं नमामि विष्णुं शिरसा चतुर्भुजम् सशङ्खचक्रं सकिरीटकुण्डलं सपीतवस्त्रं सरसीरुहेक्षणं सहारवक्षस्थलशोभिकौस्तुभं नमामि विष्णुं शिरसा चतुर्भुजम् छायायां पारिजातस्य हेमसिंहासनोपरि आसीनमम्बुदश्याममायताक्षमलङ्कृतम् चन्द्राननं चतुर्बाहं श्रीवत्साङ्कितवक्षसं रुक्मिणी सत्यभामाभ्यां सहितं कृष्णमाश्रये छायायां पारिजातस्य हेमसिंहासनोपरि आसीनमम्बुदश्याममायताक्षमलङ्कृतम् चन्द्राननं चतुर्बाहं श्रीवत्साङ्कितवक्षसं रुक्मिणी सत्यभामाभ्यां सहितं कृष्णमाश्रये छायायां पारिजातस्य हेमसिंहासनोपरि आसीनमम्बुदश्याममायताक्षमलङ्कृतम् चन्द्राननं चतुर्बाहुं श्रीवत्साङ्कितवक्षसं रुक्मिणी सत्यभामाभ्यां सहितं कृष्णमाश्रये. I'm sure until this verse, we had Dhyana Shlokas, verses consisting of the description of the Lord for the purpose of meditation upon the Lord in a given form, the given description as an object. And I'm sure until now, you're all able to chant correctly. Am I correct? Now, actual Sahasranama Stotram begins here only, hereafter only. Nama Sahasra Prarambaha. So, beginning of 1,000 names of the Lord. First, read after me. 3 times or 5 times each verse so that you know thoroughly. Om. 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 Vishvam Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhota Bhavya Bhavat Prabhuh. Until then, no break. Vishvam Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhota Bhavya Bhavat Prabhuh. 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 Bhota Krid Bhota Bhrid Bhavo. Bhotatma Bhota Bhavanah. 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 Om Vishvam Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhota Bhavya Bhavat Prabhuh. Bhota Krid Bhota Bhrid Bhavo. Bhotatma Bhota Bhavanah. Here if you take, so Om, all these list of thousand names begins with Omkaraha. And as I said, Omkaraha is said to be Mangala Vachakaha. Omkaraha is said to be a Mangala Vachakaha. Mangala Vachakaha means an auspicious utterance, inauspicious uttering. Inauspicious utterance. The next question comes, why is it called Mangalavachakaha, an auspicious utterance? Because Omkara is a monosyllabic mantra, essence of the Veda Shastra, essence of the entire Veda, or you can say essence of the all four Vedas. And it was also explained in Upanishad class, the entire Veda Shastram, the entire scripture of Veda, the body of knowledge, treasures of wisdom, knowledge, is divided into four as Rig Yaju Sama Atharvana. The aim of all the four Vedas is the same. One and the same aim. The ultimate aim of the Veda Shastram is to enable a human being discover the absolute ultimate truth. The relative purpose of the Veda Shastram is to prepare the teach the values, the rituals, the worship, thereby enable a human being prepare one's mind for knowledge. We have these four Vedas, and the four Vedas condensed is the Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhavasvaha Tatsavitarvare Enyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dheyo Yonav Prachodayat. This is the meaning of Gayatri another time. So Gayatri Mantra means a Savitri Mantra in Gayatri meter is also said to be the exalted of the Gayatri Mantra. Exalt of the mantras, the Savitri Mantra in Gayatri meter is said to be the exalt of all the mantras, because Gayatri Mantra is a condensed form of the entire Veda. Now, Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha are three Vyahritayaha. Vyahritihi again means an utterance. Three utterances. Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha are three utterances which are extracted from this Gayatri Mantra. So Veda condensed is Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra condensed is the three Vyahritayaha. Three Vyahritis or Vyahritayaha. And these three Vyahritis, what are they? Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Three Vyahritis reduced are the three sounds, two vowel sounds and one consonant sound. Akaraha, Ukaraha, Makaraha. When you say Akaraha, Ukaraha, Makaraha, what I mean is A, U, M. And these three sounds constitute one single syllable. That is Om. Om is a syllable, single syllable consisting of three sounds. Om. So Om, you have think about three Vyakritis condensed is Om. Therefore, ultimately, Om is the essence of the Veda Shastram, all the mantras. So Om is, therefore, Om is also seen as the sound symbol of the Lord. Om is sound symbol of the Lord. And now, we say this Om happens to be the sound symbol of the Lord. It's an auspicious utterance. In Mandukya Upanishad, the Omkara beautifully for analysis. Omkara is actually linked to, Omkara is said to be the Atma. If we say, what is Akaraha? What does Akara stand for? What does Ukaraha stand for? What does Makaraha stand for? See, there is knower and the known duality in the waking state. The knower obtaining in the waking state is technically called Vishwaha. The known world obtaining in the waking state is called Virat. Vishwaha and Virat. Vishwaha is also the Lord essentially. Virat is also the Lord essentially. The truth. Vishwaha and Virat. Vishwaha is Jivatma. Virat is Paramatma. When you say Paramatma, the truth of the individual is Vishwa. The truth of the objective universe is Virat. Therefore, the Vishwaha and the Virat, knower and the known, obtaining in the waking state is called Prathama Padaha of the Atma. Prathama Pada of the Atma. So Akaraha stands for Prathama Pada of the Atma. Prathama Pada of the Atma means the knower and the known, Vishwa and Virat, obtaining in the waking state. Both Prathama Pada. Atma alone is there as the knower. Atma alone is there as the known. For Prathama Pada of the Atma is this waking, the experiencer and experienced universe obtaining in the waking state. And this Prathama Pada of the Atma, the knower and the known, after the waking state, the entire waking state is symbolized by Akaraha. Akaraha stands for the entire waking state experience. Similarly, Ukaraha stands for the entire subtle manifestation. Suppose there's an experiencer and experienced division in the dream experience also. So the knower and the known obtaining in the dream state of experience. The knower obtaining the dream state is called Taijasaha. And the known obtaining in the dream state is called Hiranyagarbha. So you can say the knower and the known obtaining in the dream state, Taijasaha and Hiranyagarbha together constitute Dvitiya Padaha of the Atma, second Pada of the Atma. And Ukaraha stands for the second pada of the Atma, which is Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha together. So the whole. And Makaraha stands for Prajnaha and Antaryamishwaraha. The experience of obtaining in deep sleep state, the experiencer obtaining in deep sleep state and the unmanifest universe obtaining in the deep sleep state is about now Prajna Antaryamishwaraha. So even in deep sleep state, there is unmanifest universe and experience of the unmanifest universe. So this Prajna and Antaryamishwaraha together constitute Tritiya Pada of the Atma. Now you know what is Prathama Padaha, Dvitiya Padaha, Tritiya Padaha of the Atma. Which means there's no knower known obtaining in the waking state, obtaining in the dream state, in the deep sleep state, outside of the Atma. These are Prathama Pada, Dvitiya Pada, Tritiya Pada of the Atma. And Tritiya Pada of the Atma, which is the knower and the known, obtaining in deep sleep state, the knower of the unmanifest universe, and the known unmanifest universe is symbolized by, is known as Tritiya Pada, symbolized by Makaraha. Now, Akara, Ukara, Makara have gone, Om. Then, if we utter Omkaraha, Om. Om. In between two Omkara expressions, there is silence. That silence symbolizes Nirguna Surupam of the Atma. This stands for, the consciousness stands for Turiya Padaha or Turiyaha, Turiya Atma. Turiya Atma means, don't take it as, Turiyaha literally means fourth. But here not fourth Pada of the Atma, how should take it here? The Atma, the pure, the abstract reality, implied by the term Atma, which is of the nature of consciousness, the pure consciousness or pure knowledge implied by the term Atma, is there as the truth of the experiencer obtaining in the waking state, dream state, and also deep sleep state. In all three states, Atma is there in all three states, in all three changing states, changelessly. Atma is there changelessly, without undergoing any change, without any change, in all the three changing states of experience. Like the fourth person, Atma is there in all three changing states of experience without any change, like the fourth person witnessing all these arriving, departing states of experience. Like the fourth person. Therefore, Atma is meant by the word Turiyaha. And what is Turiyaha? The pure consciousness, pure knowledge, is it, which is there in all three states of experience, like the fourth person, Implevitam Atma is known as Turiya Padaha of the Atma, which is the essence, which is Atma. Is it clear now? Therefore, the Upanishad presents, in the Mandukya Upanishad, it's presented. The grass universe is Bhagavan, subtle universe also is Bhagavan, unmanifest universe also is Bhagavan, and the source of all three, Triloka, unmanifest universe, subtle universe, and grass universe. This, the one and the only truth of all three worlds is here, the truth which is Bhagavan. For Om is a sound symbol of the Lord, the whole. And this, because everything is the Lord, Omkara is also known as Pranavaha. I said many times, Navaha means name. A name is a word denoting only one given person. Whereas Pranavaha is a unique name. Omkara is a unique name because it stands for all the objects. All the objects. All the forms. Omkara is the one sound within which all the sounds are there. All the words are there. Therefore, all the objects denoted by the words are also there. That's why we say Om stands for Akara, Ukara, Makara. Akara is a guttural, Makara is a labial, and is between guttural and the lip. All the sounds are pronounced of all languages. Your Akara, Ukara, Makara stand for these three sounds which constitute one syllable expression, Om, which stands for all the sounds, all vowels and consonants of all languages. And all the sounds stand for all words. All the words stand for all the objects denoted by the words. And all the objects constitute the whole world. Therefore, Om is equal to the whole. Om is sound symbol of the Lord. Therefore, it is called Mangala Vachakaha. Is it clear? Give you enough information. Why Omkara is called Mangala Vachakaha? Now tell me, Om means the whole. Auspicious utterance. Sound symbol of the Lord, Pranavaha, a unique name. Prakrishena noyate anena iti Pranavaha. That by which uniquely everything is denoted, the one word by which all the objects are denoted, every object is denotable, and that word is a unique name, unique term, Pranavaha. So, Omkara stands for all the vowels and consonants. All the vowels and consonants stand for all the words of all languages. And all the words of all languages stand for all the objects noted by the words. And all the objects constitute the whole world. Therefore, Om is equal to the whole. Anyway, this is over. Therefore, any stotram, any mantra, is always begin with Mangala Vachakaha Omkaraha. So here also, because we're going to study Bhagavan's 1000 names, And here also Omkaraha, we start with Omkaraha first. I know I have told this meaning many times before. Still purposely I repeated the same thing today in the class because it's a customary to do this. It's a customary always to begin with Omkara, to explain Omkara. Okay. Om Vishvam Vishtur Vashatkaro Bhota Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu Bhota Krit Bhota Bhrit Bhavo Bhota Tva Bhota Bhavanaha. Next class onwards, we'll start only from this first verse. Every class, we will try to cover minimum of 5 verses, maximum of 10 verses. Okay, so that we can cover so. But today, I took a little long. Next class, we'll try to cover more verses. Next word is Vish. Now, how to break the words? See, Vish, after Omkara, Vishvam, Vishnuhu, Vashat, Karaha Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu Bhuta Krid Bhuta Bhrid Bhavaha Bhutatma Bhuta Bhavanaha. A thousand names, how many names are here? Look at this. Vishwam, number 1. Vishnuhu, number 2. Vashatkaraha. See, in chanting, you say Vashatkaro. But for meanings, you should take it as Vashatkaraha. Three. Okay, Vishwam, Vishnuhu, Vashatkaraha, number 3. Number 4. Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhuhu, number 4. Bhuta Krit, number 5. In chanting, we read as Bhota Krid. But for meaning, when you break it as an independent name, it is Bhota Krit. Not Da, but Ta. Is it clear? In chanting, you should chant it as Bhota Krid. But for meaning's sake, when you take it, you must take it as Bhota Krit. T, not D. Bhota Krit. Then Bhota Bhrit. Again, for chanting, Bhuta Bhrid. But when you take it as an independent name, Bhuta Bhrid. So, Bhuta Krid, 5. Bhuta Bhrid, 6. Then, Bhavaha, 7. Bhutatma, 8. Bhuta Bhavanaha, 9. The first verse of Vishnu Sahasranama, you have 9 names. Again, why 9 names? 9 always stands for the whole. Number 9 stands for the whole. W-H-O-L-E, whole. How does number 9 stands for the whole? Because nine stands for 54 possibly pronounceable vowels and consonants. The vowels and consonants which constitute the entire alphabets, maximum number of vowels and consonants pronounceable are 54. 54 sounds. Just because in English we have only 26, that does not mean, okay, we have 54 sounds. So 5 plus 4, 9. 54 stands for number 9. Okay, number 9 stands for 54. And the 54 sounds stand for all the words. What is the word? Every word, a thing, but word consists of many sounds, vowels and consonants. Vowels and consonants put together form the word, words. So 59 stands for 54, 54 stands for vowels and consonants, vowels and consonants stand for all the words, words stand for forms denoted by the words. And the forms also can say the meaning of the words. Words stand for the objects denoted by the words and the meanings of the words. Every word should have its corresponding meaning. Word is a meaningful sound. It must have a corresponding meaning. Every word should have its own meaning. And all the meanings of all the words, in the form of objects, innumerable countless forms constitute the whole world. Therefore, number 9 stands for the whole. Is it clear? A is equal to B, B is equal to C, C is equal to D, means A is equal to D. Number 9 is equal to the whole cosmos. Like how Omkara stands for the whole, the number 9 also stands for the whole. That is why in every archana, archanam means praising the Lord, glorifying the Lord. And the glorification of the Lord, praising the Lord with the many words, is called the act of worshipping. In this act of worshipping, one of the units of the act of worshipping is what? Praising the Lord with many names. Called archanam. Archanam. Archati is the verb. Archanam. So archanam means praising, glorifying, and glorifying the Lord with many words of praise as a unit of the act of worshipping. As a part of the act of worshipping is called archanam. In archanam, when we do the archanam of the Lord, or you can say archana, it's also feminine noun, it's okay. In doing the archana, in praising the Lord, glorifying the Lord as part of the act of worshipping, we always use 108 names minimum. 108 names. Ashtottara Shatanamani or Namavali, Shatanamavalihi. Or we say Ashtottara Sahasranamavalihi. Either 108 names or 1008 names or lakh and eight names. The lakh is very Indian expression. People in our Western country, they don't use them lakh and crore. Isn't it? Anyway, lakh and a koti, also 1 crore and 8. We always one, many, many zeros, six zeros and number 8. 1 5 zeros 8, 1 3 zeros 8, 1 2 zeros 8, or 1 zero 8, 108,008, 1,08,000, which means 1 and 8. If you calculate, why we do 108 times? Because number 1 plus 8 is equal to 9. And 9 stand for 54. 54 stand for sounds, all possibly pronounceable sounds, vowels and consonants. And well, they stand for the words. Words stand for the objects denoted by the words, and all the objects constitute the whole world. Therefore, number 9 is equal to the whole cosmos. And here, the Vishnu Sahasranama, the very first verse in the list of 1,000 names of the Lord, the first verse itself presents 9 words, which are 9 names. Each word is a name of the Lord. So name doesn't need to be only specific these things. Every object is Bhagavan, means every word used to denote every object is also Bhagavan's name. First word is what now? Vishwam. This word Vishwam also very interesting. Vividhaihi pratyayaihi gamyam Vishwam. Now hereafter, you have to start make use of the book which was carried by Amrita long, long ago from Guruvayur. Remember all the books? Vishnu Sahasranama book having the unfoldment of Adi Shankara's commentary, explained every word in detail. Have you got Amrita? I think Ashimaji got it. Oh, I have to send the book to you. Sorry. Okay. Don't worry. I got your address anyway. In a week's time, we'll get the book, okay? Arrange for them to send the book. Charuji has got a book.
Swami Dayananji's book.
Yeah. Yes, perfect. That's the book. Now, hereafter, I waited for all of you to listen to me. We have to make use of that book. Okay. Of course, I can tell you. So what I'm telling in Sanskritam, based on Chakras Bhashyam, Swamiji also explained the same. Now we should take the first word of Vishwam. So Vividhaihi Pratyayaihi Gamyam. Pratyayaha means again a name. So what is this world? What is this universe? Universe is that which is constituted of innumerable, countless forms indicated by innumerable, countless words associated with innumerable countless functions or purposes. What is the universe? Vishwam. See, we don't need to say Vishwanatha. The universe itself is name of the Lord. The whole universe. Vishwam means universe. And the universe is the name of the Lord. Which means what? The whole universe is Bhagavan. Isn't it wonderful to start with Vishwam? Don't go and search for Bhagavan anywhere. Vishwam is Bhagavan, means the whole universe is Bhagavan. And what is this universe? Universe is that which is constituted of innumerable, countless forms associated with innumerable, countless functions or purposes, and those forms indicated by innumerable, countless words, corresponding words. Words, forms, and their functions or purpose itself. This constitutes the universe. Beautiful definition. You cannot make it a better definition of the word universe. Vividhaihi pratyaihi gamyam. That which is arrived at as the one which is consisting of innumerable countless forms indicated by innumerable countless words. This is Vishwam. Now I give the job, Amrita. Now please take the book. Now it's our time now. Okay. One of you must read. Can you read the first Vishwam? Vahamji has given the meaning there.
Yes, I can read so much.
Yeah, please read it aloud so everybody can listen.
Vishwam.
The one read slowly. Okay. Read slowly, carefully, because this class itself is going to be a meditation for us.
Vishwam, page 77, we can start from here. The one that manifests as the universe, Vishvasya Jagatah Karanetven Hi Vishwam Ityuchyate Yadva Parasmat Purushat Na Bhinnam Idam Vishwam Paramarthah Paramarthata Artha. Kincha samhatau vishanti sarvani bhutanyas minati vishwam brahma sakalam.
Because today I don't have a book, that's why I asked Mahamata to read. When I have a book, when I come back in a week's time, you know, I'll start from the book. What it says is the universe, the Bhagavan as the truth is the cause of the entire universe. The universe does not have independent existence of its own outside of Bhagavan. Just as ocean does not have independent existence outside of the water, similarly the whole cosmos of innumerable forms, names and functions does not have independent existence outside of the truth obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. Therefore, the whole universe is nothing but essentially the truth, and Bhagavan as the truth is the cause of the universe. Therefore, the whole universe is Bhagavan. Therefore, Bhagavan is denoted by this word Vishwam. This is the meaning. Okay. When I have my own book, I don't have book textbook here for me to read it out. I have everything in my mind that I can say exactly the Bhashyam I don't have here. So to read it, I did memorize everything. I miss something because I do so many classes. Okay. Read English, Amrita.
Okay. In the verses starting with Yata Sarvani Bhutani, Brahman was pointed as the one Devata. That Brahman is essentially Nirguna, but as the cause of the creation, sustenance and resolution of this world, being both the maker and the material cause of the world, it is Saguna. Both types of Brahman are pointed out by the word Vishwa, which is in neuter gender. The world is called Vishwa, Vividha Pratyaya Gamyam Vishwam. That which is understood through various cognitions, cognized in a number of ways, is called Vishwa. There are many cognitions like flower cognition, book cognition, sound cognition, smell cognition and so on. So that which is known and understood by a pratyaya cognition is Vishwa. There are some sounds that are heard, but there are others that are not heard. Still, it can be heard by someone else or by some other animal. Similarly, animals have the capacity to smell what the humans cannot. Thus, all sounds, all touches, all forms, all tastes and all smells, known and unknown, unknown to us but known to someone else or knowable, is Vishwa. All the objects of thought are also Vishwa. So the entire world is Vishwa, and it also includes one's body, mind, sense complex. In other words, it represents Sarva, everything which is known and unknown.
Yeah. So Vishwam, this is the explanation given. Already I have explained to you. See, Vishwam, of course, literally, you know, the meaning of Vishwam is universe. The whole universe is Bhagavan. Why? Because the material cause of the universe is Bhagavan. Intelligent cause of the universe is Bhagavan. As both causes of the universe are Bhagavan, so the whole universe is Bhagavan. And Pratyaha means a corresponding cognition. See, first there must be cognition in the mind. Only then the object outside enjoys existence. Suppose we say there's a chair outside, then we corresponding chair cognition in the mind. Chair cognition, the object chair outside presupposes the chair cognition in the mind first. Therefore, what is this universe? The universe is nothing but which is arrived at, understood, known through the various cognitions which arise in the mind. Which means the universe is constituted of innumerable countless forms, names and functions. That is the meaning. Don't need to worry about too much. Okay? Vishwam. But how many of you have got this book? Vishwa Sahasranama book. Definitely, I recommend that all of you have the book. It's a very important book.
Is it by Swamiji, Swamini?
Of course, Swamiji's.
Okay.
I have you got it?
No, Swamini.
Sakata, I don't have it either.
Hello, Swamini.
Maro bhauta bhavya bhavat prabhu bhauta krit bhauta brit bhavo bhautatma bhauta bhavanah bhautatma. Next, I want to read 5 verses today. We'll stop and do the meanings next class onwards. See, bhutatma you learn first. Next verse comes putatma. Very important to be correct in the pronunciation. Putatma. Putatma paramatma cha muktanam paramagatihi. 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 Avyayah purushas sakshi. Avyayah purushas sakshi. Avyayah purushas sakshi. Kshetrajno kshara evacha. Kshetrajno kshara evacha. Avyayah purushas sakshi kshetrajnokshara evacha. Putatma paramatma cha muktanam paramagatihi. Avyayah purushas sakshi kshetrajnokshara evacha. Putatma ma paramatma cha muktanam paramagatihi. avyayah purusha sakshi kshetrajno kshara evacha. Here again, when you break it, putatma, 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 paramatma, paramatma, muktanam paramagatihi. Number 3. Avyayaha, purushaha, avyayaha number 4, purushaha number 5, sakshi number 6, kshetrajnaha number 7, aksharaha number 8, putatma paramatma cha muktanam Tanam paramagatihi avyayah purusha sakshi kshetrajno kshara evacha avyayah purusha sakshi kshetrajno kshara evacha. When you're chanting, you say avyayah purusha sakshi purushasakshi kshetrajno kshara evacha. But for meaning, avyayaha purushaha sakshi kshetrajnaha aksharaha putatma paramatma muktanam paramagatihi avyayaha purushaha sakshi kshetrajnaha aksharaha. The eva cha anal, use adjust the meter. Only 8 names are here in the second verse. There are 9 names in the first verse, 8 names in the second verse. Chanting putatma paramatma cha muktanam Tanam paramagatihi avyayah purusha sakshi kshetrajno kshara evacha yogo yoga vidam neta pradhana purusheshwaraha yogo yoga vidam neta pradhana purusheshwaraha Yogo yoga vidam neta pradhana purusheshwaraha narasimha vapushriman narasimha vapushriman narasimha vapushriman keshavah purushottamaha Narasimhava Pushriman Keshavah Purushottamaha Yogo Yoga Vidam Neta Pradhana Purusheshwaraha Narasimhava Pushriman Keshavah Purushottamaha Yogo Yoga Vidam Neta Pradhana Purusheshwaraha Narasimhava Pushriman Keshavah Purushottamaha. So yogo, you break it yogaha. Name of that is yogaha. You can say yoga vidam neta. Yogaha number 1. Yoga vidam neta. Yogaha, then Yoga Vidam Neta number 2. Jayama GKD. Class undanka. Yoga Vidam Neta. Then Pradhana Purusha Ishwaraha number 3. Pradhana Purusha Ishwaraha, Pradhana Purusheshwaraha number 3. Narasimha Vapuhu. Number 4. Shriman, number 5. Keshavaha, number 6. Purushottamaha, number 7. 9, 8, 7. Look at this. Yogo yoga vidam neta pradhana purusheshwaraha narasimha vapushriman keshava purushottamaha sarva sarva shivasthanur bhutadir nidhirau yayaha sarva sarva shivasthanur sarva sarva shivasthanur sarva sarva shivasthanur sarva sarva shivasthanur bhutadir nidhirau yayaha sambhavo bhavano bharta prabhavah prabhurishwarah sarva sarva shivasthanur bhutadir nidhirau yayaha sambhavo bhavano bhatta prabhavah prabhurishwarah sarva sarva shivasthanur bhutadir nidhirau yayah sambhavo bhavano bhatta prabhavah prabhurishwarah sarvaha sarvaha shivaha sarvaha number 1 sarvaha number 2 Shivaha number 3, Sthanuhu number 4, Bhutadihi number 5, Nidhihi Avyayaha. So Avyayaha has already come. Therefore, Avyayaha Nidhihi, you should take it that way. Nidhihi Avyayaha, one word. Sarvaha, Sharvaha, Shivaha, Sthanuhu, Bhutadihi, Nidhihi Avyayaha, number 6. Sambhavaha, number 7. Bhavanaha, number 8. Bharta, number 9. Prabhavaha, number 10. Prabhuhu, number 11. Ishwaraha, number 12. Sarvasharvashivasthanur bhutadir nidhirau yayaha. Sambhavo bhavano bhatta prabhavah prabhurishwaraha sarva sarva shivasthanur bhutadir nidhirau yayah sarva sarva shivasthanur bhutadir nidhirau yayah sambhavo bhavano bhatta prabhavah prabhurishwaraha sarva sarva shivasthanur bhutadir nidhirau yayah sambhavo bhavano bharta prabhavah prabhurishwarah so sarvaha sarvaha shivaha sthanuhu bhutadihi nidhiravyayah sambhavaha Bhavanah, Bharta, Prabhavah, Prabhu, Ishwarah. 12 names are there. Sarvasharvashivasthanur bhutadir nidhirau yayah. Sambhavo bhavano bhatta prabhavah prabhurishwarah. 4 verses are enough today. We'll do the meanings of these 4 verses in the next class. We'll try to do more, as many as possible from next class. Okay? Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om